All right, Mike. So for this week's second episode, or I'm just gonna call it the second episode of the week. We still haven't come up with a name for it.
I put a plus sign in front of it now. Oh, so
for this,
just
for this week's plus.
I have a question
Pop Psych
though.
Plus? Ooh, can we just call it Pop Psych Plus?
Yes, I want to address this. Pop Psych Plus. Ooh, okay. I like that actually. But I want to address
extra credit.
This.
We could call it extra credit.
Oh no. Ben from Just Some Podcast. He sent me an actual idea. I'll have to tell you what it is. I can't remember now.
Okay.
Anyway, I have to address this. I don't understand. So we put out our regular full-length episode.
Yeah.
And it gets, you know, a certain amount of listenership.
It sure
that
does.
We're incredibly thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Given the original 14, incredibly thankful for those people. Mm-hmm. But then we put out the shorter ones.
Yep.
Half the listeners. I don't know. I don't understand the.
Well, Mike, whoever's listening to this, we're probably preaching to the choir. So
that's right.
Thank you for those who listen to these extra things. And maybe the problem is, I think, you know, we don't number these. They're in between episodes. You know, if we want to own it and just make like every other episode a smaller thing, then we should just own that.
I don't know how to. My brain doesn't work like that.
So that's fine. We're just calling it extra credit and people follow along or they don't. Or it's Pop Psych Plus. Or it's Pop Psych 201. We'll come up with something catchy and that's fine. But the point is, you and I like doing this.
Well, let's just start a separate podcast.
Well, that's too much for my brain to handle. So okay. This is just our fun thing that we do more for ourselves.
Yes.
And we hope that the listeners like this stuff also.
Yeah, this one's going to be fun, too.
Okay, so my idea for this week, sort of counter-programming to what we did last week with you bullying me and me having to resist it.
Yes.
Because we talked about the shrink next door and therapist manipulation, I'm going to be like evil therapist, and I'm going to attempt to manipulate you as a therapist. And we should point out that I'm not Mike's therapist, if that's ever a confusion for anybody. But I'm going to be an evil fake therapist, and you should not take this as the way I am in sessions. Please, God,
I'm the patient.
And Mike is the pretend patient, and this will not be anything based on Mike's real experience.
We're acting. So I was going to ask you,
yes.
Should I be, how easily influenced should I be?
Well, I think what we would like our listeners to pick up on is that therapist manipulation can be very subtle, and maybe that stuff you might let go or feed into, but then over time it's going to become super obvious that I'm attempting to manipulate you, and at that point you should make attempts to set boundaries with me or even end our therapeutic relationship as you see fit.
All right, should I be a Southern person?
Do you have a Southern accent?
I always do a Southern accent. It's the best.
No, let's not have our listeners be distracted by.
You don't want to hear that. Okay.
No, because then we're not gonna be able to do a straight
bear,
thing.
Right?
And I think there's some
like
straight,
a brown bear.
Yeah, there's some straight stuff I want our listeners to take away from this, which is that therapists communicate in a lot of different ways, and it's important if you start to get uncomfortable to set a boundary, like Mike will probably do in the next couple of minutes.
Yep.
So we'll just say action.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we'll just start our session. Okay. Do you want a fake name?
Yes.
Okay, you can have a fake name. What do you want your fake name to be?
Maurice.
Okay, Maurice. All right. Maurice, it's so good to see you. I know we've been working together for a long time, but I'm glad to see you again. You know, come on in. Please take a seat. Let's talk about, let's catch up. How have you been, Maurice?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, you know, you say fine, you don't sound fine, so tell me more. Like, what's been going on?
I've just been really down, a lot of negative thoughts, and it's putting a lot of pressure on the people in my life.
Well, that's not good, Mike. It's not good to put pressure on other people in your life. I mean, you know, are they telling you that you need to change?
No, of course, they would never say that. It's really more just about guilt.
Okay, you feel bad.
I feel a lot of guilt and shame about some of the things that I have to put on them because of the way I am.
Okay, so, I mean, let's sort through some of that stuff. I mean, is there a good reason for you to feel guilty?
Well, Yeah, yeah, because they have to work extra hard because, you know, I'm just not as present as I can be. Or, yeah.
Okay. So is it hard for you to talk to them about this stuff? Do you need me to talk to them to help straighten them out?
Yeah, I mean, well, it would help if you called, like, if you called, like, my wife or my family members and explained to them, then maybe they would understand because it came from somebody else and not me. So they would know that thing, like, the way my brain works is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Obviously, this is something you're struggling with. I want to help you. So if there's something that I can do for you, you know, I want to do that. So if I can, if what you're asking me to do, or if you're comfortable with me doing this, you know, I'll just make a phone call to, what would you say, your wife, maybe your parents, a couple friends, and really
probably my wife would
and
be
just
the
kind
best
of straighten
one.
Them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And to tell them to kind of lay off you, leave you alone.
Yeah. Yes. Leave me alone is actually the perfect way to put it.
Okay.
I just leave me alone. I just need to be alone for a while.
Yeah. And what else do you want me to tell them?
You know, you can tell them that they don't own me.
Yeah.
You tell them they don't own me. I am my own person. And their opinions of me doesn't matter in the slightest.
Right. So these people, if they're giving their opinions of you, you know, they're hurting you. So we're not just telling them to leave you alone, but we're telling them that they've actually had a negative impact on you.
Absolutely. They have had a negative impact on me. And I think about it like all the time about how they're actually the ones that make me this way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Mike, you and I have been working for 10 years together. I know.
It's 12 years.
You're not the problem. 12 years together. You are not the problem.
Yeah, I'm not the problem.
It's these people in your life.
Can you please just tell me what to do to make a change?
Mike, not only am I going to tell you what to do, I'm going to do it for you because we've been working together so long that I know you. I know you're not going to be able to do this on your own. So I'm going to do it for
you.
You
know me better than anybody. I've told you all of my secrets.
I know. And I want to take that faith that you have in me and I want to reward it.
Okay.
So I'm going to make some phone calls.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to tell some people that they need to leave you alone and that they've been causing you problems for a long time.
All right.
You know, if you're comfortable, maybe even that you need a break from them.
I think that's probably a good decision.
Yeah.
Where am I going to live, though?
No. You're not going anywhere. They need to leave.
Okay. But I'll still be alone.
Well, as we just talked about, maybe you being alone is when you feel at your best. Free from the negative influences of people around you.
Okay.
Because you've got me, Mike. Mike,
yeah,
you've got me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mike Maurice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I've got plenty of bedrooms and...
Yeah, so listen, I mean, you know, even if you don't have family, you know, you can sort of become part of my family. We'll meet twice a week.
Yeah.
We can do a phone session here and there. Now, I'll have to charge you for that.
That's fine.
It's gonna be worth it.
Well, I was also wondering if you wanted to come run my company as well, because I have a lot of money. Do you want... I can put your family into my will.
Well, hey, I mean, if you think that's a good idea, I'm not going to stop you from doing it.
Also, would you go ahead and this is a big one. This is a big ask. Will you murder my wife?
Well, Maurice, I don't like to get my hands that dirty, but I know a guy.
Okay, we know that
I'll
guy.
I'll make a couple phone calls and, you know, just give me a couple weeks. And I'll give you a heads up and
hopefully also a head.
And yes. or at least a picture of a head. You know, I don't have any control over what he does with the head afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah, I just think,
picture,
you know,
proof.
After these 12 years, we're finally making progress. And I really appreciate you trusting me with these decisions.
Yes, I love you.
Well, as you should. I'm making a lot of decisions for you.
End scene.
Oh, I feel dirty.
Yeah, that was horrible. Oh. It was horrible in the sense that we're terrible, but it was also just like...
But yeah, so to do an outro on that, the initial interaction that me and you, Maurice, were having was a lot of standard stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw you sneaking it in at the beginning, but it was very subtle.
Right.
That's exactly what a conversation can go like. But it doesn't keep escalating. You know, you're asking normal questions, and then there was a couple of things that you said that were designed to make me feel as if other people were bad.
Exactly right. Yeah, and that's what happens between Marty and Ike, is that Ike starts to paint everyone around Marty as being against him. You know, his workers, his sister, everyone. So it's this sort of, he isolates Marty to where the point where Marty can only rely on Ike.
Are we sure he's not a sociopath?
Well, I just, it would be unethical for me to make such a statement about a real person and also a person under evaluated. So I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
You can say
I'm
going
to do it. I'm going to say he's a sociopath.
Okay. But yeah, so basically, sociopath or not, it's important if you are a patient, just as Maurice did, or I should say unlike Maurice did, because you actually didn't really set boundaries with me. You just kind of turned into Marty over the course of our fake session. So don't follow up Marty or Maurice's lead. And, you know, if you notice your therapist starting to make you uncomfortable or pushing or isolating you for whatever reason, you know, it's important to be comfortable setting that boundary and to say you're uncomfortable with the sort of direction of the treatment.
Yeah.
So there we go.
All right. All right. Well, that's the end of this, and we will see you guys next week.
We're out.